This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. The Special Anti-Corruption Court in Mumbai has ordered the registration of a First Information Report FIR against senior officials of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, including former SEBI chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch, in a case related to alleged stock market fraud and regulatory violations. The order was issued by the special judge S.E. Bangar following a petition filed by Thane-based journalist Sapan Srivastav. The court further stated that it would monitor the probe and also directed the concerned authorities to submit a status report on the case. Meanwhile, SEBI issued a clarification stating that the officials against whom the FIR was ordered, including former chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch, three current whole-time members of SEBI and two BSE officials, were not holding the respective positions at the relevant time. The rescue operations for the trapped workers after the avalanche that struck in Mona village of Chamoli, Uttarakhand on 28th of February is complete. The body of the last missing worker has been recovered. Of the total 54 recovered, 8 have been declared dead, while 46 were rescued alive.
The last missing person the, unki body retrieved ho gayi hai. Total isme 54 log the, jisme se 46 alive the aur 8 bodies retrieved hui hain. 7 bodies hamari Joshimath Army Hospital mein aa chuki thi aur district hospital mein unka postmortem kiya ja raha hai. Agar weather permit karega to unko airlift kiya jayega aur jo aage ki karwai hai usko bhi samay se poond kar diya jayega.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting today of Shri Somnath Trust, which manages the world-famous Somnath Temple in his capacity as its chairperson. The meeting will take place at Sasan, the headquarters of Gir National Park in Junagadh district of Gujarat. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre in Jamnagar district. Vantara is established in an area of nearly 3,000 acres in the district. Mr. Modi reached Jamnagar last evening on a three-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today said that the centre is proactive in developing airports wherever required, keeping in view the public need. Addressing media, along with Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy in Hyderabad, Mr. Naidu said that through the revolutionary Udaan scheme, the government has taken airports to Tier 2 cities and Tier 3 cities in the country. The minister said the centre is ready to develop another airport in Bhadradri, Kotagodam district of Telangana state, as the state has only one operating airport and the centre has given approvals recently for development of Manur airport near Warangal. He also said feasibility study has once taken up at the site shown by the state government for the airport near Bhadradri. Home Minister Amit Shah today vowed to intensify crackdown on drug traffickers to build a drug-free India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 29 drug traffickers have been convicted by the court in 12 different cases across India as a result of foolproof investigation with a bottom-to-top and top-to-bottom strategy. Punjab police has apprehended two gangsters after a brief encounter in Jalandhar today. They were wanted in the killing of a Jammu and Kashmir police sub-inspector Deepak Sharma in April last year. State Police Chief Gaurav Yadav, while informing through a social media post, said that both were associates of a USA-based gang. Two sophisticated weapons have been recovered from their possession. Israel has agreed to a proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza during the Ramadan and Passover periods. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in a statement today said it has agreed to implement the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff's idea of a ceasefire extension of Palestinian group Hamas agreed to it. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that U.S. President Donald Trump's support is crucial for his country. The statement comes a day after his unprecedented verbal spat with President Trump and his Vice President J.D. Vance during a meeting in the White House. In a social media post after arriving in London, President Zelensky said Ukraine is grateful to the U.S. for all the support, especially during 3 years of war with Russia. And in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India has set a target of 250 runs against New Zealand in the final Group A ODI encounter in Dubai. Earlier, winning the toss, New Zealand opted to bowl. Men in blue scored 249 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Shreyas Iyer with 79 runs were the highest scorer, while Hardik Pandya hit 45 runs. For Kiwis, Matt Henry clinched 5 wickets. And with that, we end this news bulletin.